I do. I don't know how my voice is going to hold out, but I do ask for an interest in your prayers, that I may bring forth that which I seem to be on my mind preparing this week. And it seemed to be, it hasn't happened for a while, that I have about maybe four or five scriptures, so it might be a short sermon. But I kept making it a matter of prayer, and it seemed like the same scriptures just stayed there of what I should read tonight. So I know there's scriptures, and looking out, scriptures we're gonna all know. But I know they've been given to us for this time that we have here to draw ourselves closer to the Lord and the doing of his will. Excuse me. And I'll start in 1 Peter, 5th chapter. And sometimes I just remember a scripture by when I heard it given by somebody else. And I remember our brother Frank Fan reading this in a sermon years ago, and it just kind of stayed on my mind. First Peter 5. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And I know that has been my desire, that I might do the will of my Heavenly Father, and I might tonight bring those words he has placed with me tonight. And here in this third verse, it's being examples to the flock. A lot of times I look at myself and have I been an example to others? Have I been an example to my family? And I look back when I was working, was I an example to them? The things I believe and the way I would act or things I would do. My prayer is that I was. And I believe all of us want to be an example of that love that we have felt from the Lord. And we know the love that the Lord has for each one of his children. Going to the fourth verse. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, he shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. And I know this is where we want. I know this is where we want to be. To be with the Lord when he returns. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another. Be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. And again, I know that's where we want to be, as those humble followers of God, helping one another, praying for one another, having that love for each other. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And I know that he does care for us. When I was thinking of that, I thought of John 3:16. I know scripture we all know, but I never trust my memory. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Again, I know we can throw, as it says here, casting all our care upon him, that we can go to the Lord. We know he hears our prayers, and we know that he can answer our prayers, and that we want to be doing the things that are right before him. The eighth verse, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren in the world. And I know that we need to be watchful, careful. We know that Satan is around us. We can look around and see the things happening around us in the world today. And we know it is his desire to draw people away from the Lord, to draw them down that same misery that he is in. And I know we want to watch and be careful in that. Again, because we see it around us. On the 10th verse, but the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. And there's again where I look at myself and say, or look at myself thinking, can I be perfect? And I know the Lord tells us how to do that. In Matthew, I think it's Matthew, the 5th chapter. Starting with the 43rd verse. Ye have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thine enemies and hate love thy neighbors and hate thine enemies. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even assent the publicans the same. And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans do? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. And again, like I said, I've asked that myself that if I could be perfect, as I know I'm not at this time. I thought of a scripture in the Book of Mormon. It tells that he wouldn't give us something to do or commandment to follow if we weren't able to do it, and if he wouldn't be with us to help us that we can do it. And one of them is in 1 Nephi, 1st chapter, just one verse. This is the 65th verse. And this is when Lehi was trying to send his someone back to Jerusalem to get the records that they had left there. And I think it's Laman and Lemuel, maybe, I'm not sure, that wouldn't do it, that wouldn't go back. But the 65th verse is Nephi. And it came to pass that I, Nephi, said unto my father, I will go and do the things which the Lord, I will go and do the things which the Lord has commanded me, for I know that the Lord giveth no commandment unto the children of men, save he shall prepare a way for them, that they may accomplish the thing which he commanded them. So I know that we can work to that perfection, that our faith and our trust needs to be in the Lord, and he will be with us. And also on page 23. Just one verse. Verse 101. Okay, I'll start with verse 100. But the Lord knoweth all things from the beginning. Wherefore he prepareth a way to accomplish all his words among the children of men. For behold, he has all power and fulfilling of all his words. And we know that the Lord will be with us and help us in those things that he commands us to do. But again, it's our faith and our trust needs to be in him, to rely upon. Going back to 1 Peter, just the 11th verse. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. And we know that all praise and glory goes to our Heavenly Father. I wanted to just go into the next chapter and read the first few verses. 2 Peter, starting with first. Simon Peter, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God, our Savior, and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Again, we know he has given us all these things to pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these ye may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, he has given us those things that we are in need of to draw ourselves closer to him. And this scripture that stayed on my mind is 1 Thessalonians in the 5th chapter. Starting with the first verse. But of the times and seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travel upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. And we know the day and the time that we are living in. As we, I think, heard last week, the last days. And we don't know that is that time when the Lord will return. I think our brother Ava, this morning, one thing. I had a couple others later, but he told us to be ready. Again, we know the time that we are living in, like I said, but we don't know the exact time the Lord will return, that we are ready for that time. You are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. And when I was thinking of that, I thought of the scripture. It's on page 651. Third book of Nephi, 8th chapter. I got in trouble for not giving the scriptures instead of just a page number, so I'll try and keep up with that tonight. But anyway, this is 3rd Nephi, 8th chapter, and this is the Lord speaking here. I think I'll start with the 46th verse. Therefore, blessed are ye if ye shall keep my commandments, which the Father has commanded me that I should give unto you. And that's the Lord speaking, and I know that is our desire, to be keeping the commandments he has given to us. Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must watch and pray always, lest ye be tempted by the devil, and ye are led away captive by him. And there again, we know that Satan is at work in the world today. And the Lord has given us these scriptures to help us in that time. And as I have prayed among you, even so shall you pray in my church, among my people, who do repent and are baptized in my name. Behold, I am the light. I have set an example for you. And we know that the Lord has set that example for us. He has done the will of his Father. He's followed the commandments of his Father. And we read that in John 3:16. But I'm also going to read one I know I've read before, but it's 3rd Nephi. And this is the Lord speaking here yet. 3 Nephi, the 12th chapter, starting with the 25th verse. And this is another one I heard, I think it was Brother Steve, read one day, and it's one I think you hear all the time, and all of a sudden it just stays with you. 25th verse, behold, I have given unto you my gospel, and this is the gospel which I have given unto you, that I came into the world to do the will of my Father, because my Father sent me. My Father sent me that I might be lifted up upon the cross, and after that I have been lifted up upon the cross, I might draw all men unto me. He has set, like it said here, it says, he has set the example for us. He came into the world to do the will of his Father. Now this, going to the 33rd verse. Now this is a commandment. Repent, all ye ends of the earth, and come unto me and be baptized in my name, that ye may be sanctified by the reception of the Holy Ghost, that ye may stand spotless before me at the last day. Verily, verily, I say unto you, this is my gospel, and ye know the things that ye must do in my church. For the works which ye have seen me do, that shall ye also do. For that which ye have seen me do, even that shall ye do. Therefore, if ye do these things, blessed are ye, for ye shall be lifted up at the last day. And again, we know that he has set the example for us. He is that light for us to follow. On the 6th verse. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that are drunken in the night. But let us who other day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. And I know that's where each one of us wants to be, is to be with the Lord. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as ye also do. And I know that is, again, our desire is to have that love for the Lord, that love for each other, that comfort each other. But going back to sixth verse, there was just a couple of verses I wanted to read. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. And as I said, our brother said this morning, let us watch, let us be sober. He told us to be ready for this time. I'm going to read a couple of verses in the Book of Mormon. It tells us that this time is our time to prepare to meet him. And I know that is our desire, to be doing those things, to prepare ourselves to meet the Lord, to keep ourselves in that straight and narrow path before him. And we see the 40th verse, Alma, the 9th chapter, 40th verse. And we see that death cometh upon mankind, yea, the death which has been spoken of by Amalek, which is a temporal death. Nevertheless, there was a space granted unto man in which he might repent. Therefore, this life became a probationary state, a time to prepare to meet God, a time to prepare for that endless state which has been spoken of by us, which is after the resurrection. And we know that this time has been a time for us to prepare to meet the Lord. Again, time to be doing his will, following the scriptures and the commandments he's given to us to keep ourselves in that straight way. He knew what we would be faced with, what we'd come in contact with, and he has given these to us. And it comes back to us to be doing them, to be following them. Going back into 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. I think I'll reread that 11th verse. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as ye also do, to help each other. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their word's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Quench not the spirit. And I know that we need his Holy Spirit in our lives, to let his Holy Spirit lead us and direct us, and that we will follow that leading and directing of the Lord. He knows what we are in need of, and he has given it to us. But again, it's up to us to be doing it. I don't think it's going to last much longer. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things, hold fast to that which is true. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved, blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. I know we need to pray for one another. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. In the 27th verse, I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. And again, I remember that verse. I remember a service I was at Warrensburg. It's been quite a few years ago now. And our brother Warren Johnson was preaching there. And he used this scripture. And he brought that out. He said he can't remember seeing that verse or that thought anywhere else in the scriptures. And I look at it, and I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. And I know that Paul must have had the things that he wanted for them and for others in there, that he put that in there, or that the Lord will put that in there. Going over into Colossians. Colossians, the first chapter. And this is Paul here again. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother. And again, that kind of stuck out to me when I was reading it. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. Again, it tells us that it isn't something that we cannot do on our own. That call must come from the Lord. To the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. And I know, I believe this is where we want to be, before the Lord. Those saints and faithful brethren, in Christ. We want to have that faith, again, that trust. Doing those things that are right before the Lord. We give thanks, the third verse, we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. And I looked at that and how the people there must have felt when Paul's telling them that they have been praying for him. And I look at it for us, that we had that opportunity to pray for one another. And I knew we do pray for one another. I know that I have been blessed by the prayers of brothers and sisters. And I'm thankful that we have that avenue, that opportunity of praying for each other, knowing that the Lord does hear our prayers and he will answer. Going to the fourth verse. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints. And again, that one stayed with me, that Paul's telling them of the love that he has seen that they had to all the saints. And I know, again, I have felt that love from brothers and sisters. And I think it's a blessing to us. And I know I felt it as we go to all of our different locals. I think it draws us closer together. And we need that love one for another. And I believe the Lord sees that love. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it does also in you, since the day ye heard of it and knew the grace of God and truth. As ye have learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And I know this is something that I pray for, that spiritual discernment, wisdom, understanding from the Lord, that understanding of the things that are happening around us, of what the Lord would have us to do. Pray for that spiritual discernment and understanding, that ye may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and in increasing in the knowledge of God. And I know, again, this is where we want to be, walking worthy before the Lord. I'm going to skip a few verses because I don't think my voice is going to stay much longer. I'll go over to the 15th verse. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn. I'm going to go back and just read the 13th. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, principalities or powers, or all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Going back to, and he is the head of the body. He is the head of the church. And we know that Christ is. And I know brothers brought out last week that it's not man, but the Lord is the head of the church. For it pleased the Father that in him all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of the cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself by him. I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked words, yet now has he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Again, that's where we want to be. Tells us in the 23rd verse, if, again, it's up to us to be doing that. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled. And I know that's where we want to be. Staying and having that faith before the Lord. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature, which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. And we know that our hope is in the Lord, is where we want to be, is with the Lord and his kingdom, and doing the things, again, that are pleasing before him. And again, it comes back to us to be following them. I'm going to read just a little bit in Colossians in the third chapter. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Again, where we want to be. And going over to the 12th verse, telling us again what we need to do. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel with any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And again, I know that it is our desire be doing those things that are right and pleasing before the Lord. They'll draw us closer to him. And I'd like to close in reading one more scripture and a song. And this is fourth book of Nephi. I think I'll start on the 13th verse. It's the 4th Nephi, 1st chapter, 13th verse. And they did not walk any more after their performances and the ordinances of all Moses, but they did walk after the commandments which they had received from their Lord and their God. Again, where we want to be. Walking in his commandments, doing his will. Continuing in fasting and prayer and meeting together oft. And I know that's so important, to meet together oft. Both to pray and to hear the word of the Lord. And going over to the 17th verse. And it came to pass that there was no contention in the land because of the love of God, which did dwell in the hearts of the people. There were no envies, nor strifes, nor tumults, nor whoredoms, nor lying, nor murderers. Neither were there any manner of lasciviousness. And surely there could not be a happier people among all the people who had been created by the hand of God. There were no robbers, nor murderers, neither were there Lamanites nor any manner of mites, but they were in one the children of Christ and heirs to the kingdom of God. And I know that's where the Lord wants us, is to be one before him. And it goes back to that 17th verse. And it came to pass that there was no contention in the land because of the love of God, which did dwell in the hearts of the people. And I know that's what we want, that love of God to be with us, to lead us and direct us and guide us. Also, I want to read Psalm 378. This is a model we would all be. We will all love one another. Happy we sing and are glad all the day when we can serve one another. Thus will we labor, thus will we play, trying to help one another, driving the sorrows of others away, bringing sweet peace to each other. Let us, like Jesus, be thoughtful and kind, striving to please one another. Here as in heaven, we will be of one mind, everyone loving the other. Loving each other, how pleasant to cherish a brother. Serving each other, the Savior looks on us with joy. Thank you.